Good evening and welcome to worship. Tonight we're going to continue what we started a couple weeks ago with looking at some different meditation practices as we go through Advent. So you have your handouts that you can look at as we have our silence, and then as we get to the what would be the message point of the evening, we'll use that time to do a couple practices together. I want to start with an Advent poem that we read a couple weeks ago. I'm going to read it again this evening from the book I based this on called Fully Human, Fully Divine. This is an Advent poem. We wait, we notice, we sense, we remember, we anticipate. With our whole selves, we seek hope, peace, joy, and love. They are within our reach, yet we often rush past and miss them. Will we choose to slow down and embody these gifts like the wise ones? Yes, indeed, we are wise ones. Help us get ready. Open us up, Lord. Give us the willingness to pause and prepare to receive your gift this season. Let us embody what we discover as we await the divine. Let us savor your hope, peace, joy, and love more fully this season. Let's pray. Holy God, continue to open us up to you. As we wait, as we prepare, as we anticipate the coming of Christ, might we do it as we draw closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors and to Abraham and to his descendants forever. From Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." In this book, Fully Human, Fully Divine, Whitney Simpson, the author, writes this about joy. She says, it's a little long, so prepare yourselves. She says, Psalm 4:7 says, "You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. We all know how it feels to be in a dark season of life. We all know what it feels like to struggle, to be anxious, to worry about the future. Perhaps you're going through a dark season right now. Whether that's the case or not, there's undoubtedly some uncertainty in your life. Joy may not feel familiar right now, and you may be left wondering, how can I cultivate joy when I'm feeling like this? On the other hand, maybe you're living through a personally fruitful season with plenty of metaphorical grain and new wine, as in Psalm 4:7. Yet alongside that fruitfulness, you may feel a bit of guilt or confusion as you recognize your privilege while living in a world that fosters division. Maybe you're feeling a mix of emotions as you oscillate between highs and lows this season, between happiness and sadness. You're not sure what you feel from one moment to the next. It's conflicting to live in this tension between joy and struggle. But isn't this exactly what Mary was feeling during the time before Jesus' birth? Keep this in mind as you're invited to sit with joy. It's vital for us to realize that joy is not happiness. Happiness happens to us. It's a feeling or an experience. Joy, on the other hand, is a decision. Joy is an internally deep, purposeful choice to receive the gift God longs to cultivate in us. Scripture tells us that Christ's joy is already in us. I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete, Jesus says in John 15. Our joy is not tied to our circumstances. Christ's joy is already in us, and that makes our joy complete, even in challenging times. Advent joy is not without conflict. The story of Christ's birth includes threats against the life of our newborn Savior. Yet we find deep joy in the promise of this story. God's joy for you is abundant. As you meditate, cultivate your joy for God in the silence. Go ahead and close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. And hear again these words from Psalm 4:7 as we center ourselves and accept the invitation into God's presence. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. Bring forth the word joy, or another word that came to you through the reading of that verse. Then silently, with your eyes remaining closed, continue to repeat that word. Breathe in and out with full, deep breaths. Let your mind settle as you allow your word to fade away and your body to become still in God's presence. When thoughts and surface or distractions arise, release them and return to your word. Let the repetition of that word draw your focus back to God. That Christ's joy is there, in the good and in the bad, because joy comes not from our circumstances, but from Christ. I mentioned it to a few of you before we started, but to be clear, we will have meditative worship next Monday, and then we will not have meditative worship on December 26th or January 2nd. So we'll be together next week and then have 2 weeks off. And I'll remind you again next week not to come. But for now, receive this benediction. Joy comes from the Lord, each and every day and each and every way. So go forth to experience and to live in joy. Amen.